Intervju Radija Študent.
Fašistom razbijamo glave. Ime mi je Jazra. Rodil sem se v temi Zahoda. Tukaj živim, nezakonit priseljenec, zahvaljajoč se levičarski trmi. Lepo mineva ta večer, med tem, ko fašistom razbijamo glave. Jazra Halid je eden izmed letošnjih tujih gostov literarnega festivala Virenica, o katerih človek po branju njihovih pesmi hitro ugotovi, da nam morda le niso tako zelo tuji. Dela 42-letnega grškega pesnika obravnavajo, kot nam je povedal sam, predvsem boj proti fašistični reakcionarni družbi in krivicam, ki se rojevajo iz vedno globjega brezna med socialno-ekonomskimi razredi. Obdelava predstavljenih tematik je pri Halidu včasih surova, pogosto direktna in vedno aktivna. Sporočilo preda tako, da bralca podžge, da se vtisne v možgane in srce ter ga nekako spodbudi k akciji. Tako Halidova poezija učinkuje kot nova poezija, ki jo napoveduje sam, poezija, ki ni več zaljubljena, temveč raje služi razbijanju fašističnih betic. Razumemo, drago poslušalstvo, da so vas besede o razbijanju fašističnih betic gotovo močno vznemirile, a vendar vas prosimo, da vsaj še nekaj časa zadržite svoje konje. Naš intervju s Halidom moramo vendarle začeti na začetku, pri prvem srečanju kakopak. Današnji gost je namreč izrazil željo, da najin pogovor poteka zgolj prek zvočnega in ne tudi slikovnega prenosa. Podobno željo je izrazil tudi v svoji video predstavitvi na Vilenici s pojasnitvijo, da obraz skriva zaradi varnostnih razlogov. Pesnika smo zatorej uvodoma povprašali, čemu potreba po okrepljenem varovanju zasebnosti in kako to nujo umestiti v kontekst sodobne Grčije.
To be honest, I don't like talking about it too much. I'm just, it's for my safety. I'm anti-fascist, so it's not very wise to show my face, you know. You don't know how things will develop here in Greece, and there are many fascists, you know. I think like the Greek society is, I would say deeply conservative, but okay, I think it's more correct would be a fascist society, you know. It's a very reactionary society, and it's actually a police state nowadays, and there is a strong anti-fascist movement that's very good, because, you know, otherwise the streets will be like under the control of fascists, it's quite difficult, like the situation here is not very good. For example, in Greece, immigrants who try to cross the borders, they are usually pushed back by the coastal guards. And sometimes they sink their boats or beat them, they abuse them or even rob them. And I don't know, maybe it's, you have heard about it, that there are many immigrants that are drowning in the Aegean Sea every year. And apart from that, the Greek state has built like quite a few concentration camps across the whole country, where in these camps people are locked up, they are beaten, they are abused, they are even tortured because of their race. And racial profiling is also very rampant. Police squads check the papers of anyone who looks suspiciously non-Greek, or they, if the police don't like their haircut, or the, I don't know, if they are queer or they have, I don't know, red hair. And in police precincts, people are abused and tortured because of their race or their political ideas. And generally, you know, police beat up young people who hang out in squares, just like that. So it's like here in Greece, we have a state of emergency for, I don't know, 10 and 12 years. That doesn't seem to end anytime soon.
Jaz, Ahmed, Ajšin sin, bi se v imenu Sircev, čeprav sem samo ponižen priseljenec, rad opravičil vsem Grkom in Grkinjam, ker jim vsak dan ob uri, ko večerjajo in se spravljajo k ogledu priljubljene nanizanke, preplavimo televizijske zaslone s smrtjo. Rad bi se opravičil komunalni službi, ker za sabo ne pobiramo smeti, ker jih puščamo kar na obali, ker onesnažujemo obalo s tonami plastike. Smo pač necivilizirani in ekološko neozaveščeni. Rad bi se opravičil hotelirjem in turističnim vodnikom za škodo, ki jo povzročamo turistični dejavnosti na otokih. Rad bi se opravičil, ker svojo čisto obleko in mobilnimi telefoni kvarimo stereotip o nesrečnih beguncih. Rad bi se opravičil obalni straži, ki mora opravljati naporno delo, potapljati naše čolne. Yazra Khalid se v svojih delih in mislih pogosto ukvarja s krivicami, ki se godijo nižjim socialnim slojem, še posebej migrantom na grških mejah in znotrajnih. Na vse zadnje ima z migracijami tudi sam nekaj izkušenj. Rodil se je v Čečeniji, nato je nekaj časa bival v Nemčiji in se naposled ustalil v Atenah, kjer živi v grški različici geta. Sam nas je med pogovorom sicer popravil, da ni migrant v pravem pomenu besede, vendar je vprašanje kljub popravku ostalo na mestu. So njegove selitve, če že ne migracije, tisto, kar ga veže na opisovanje migrantske krize?
Yes, but I am a Greek citizen, so I don't have the problems that immigrants face. You know, I'm Greek, so I have the Greek identity passport, and I look Greek, so it's, you know, I don't have any problem, you know, I don't have, the, I'm not in the same position as people, as immigrants, you know, from, I'm not an immigrant actually, but, you know, I don't have these problems that immigrants have. So it's like, I recognize that we have the same interest with the immigrants because we are all working class. So I think that all this is also reflected in my poetry, you know, like where I stand politically and my experiences as a working class and anti-fascist in Athens. So that's what I'm trying to speak about in my poetry, you know, about the immigrants and the anti-fascist struggle, police brutality, all this social injustice, racism and sexism in contemporary Greece, all these issues. For me, class is very important, but I don't, you know, I don't ignore race. It's also very important, and gender is also very important. So all these things, all these issues are connected, you know, somehow. You can't have only the one with, and ignoring all the other issues.
Khalid v številnih pesmih, ki žal še niso dobile slovenskega prevoda iz grščine, malo manj kot napoveduje, vojno ljubezenskim poetom in stari poeziji ter oznanja novo poezijo. Ta nova poezija, poezija razrednega boja, pa v kontekstu grške družbe in tamkajšnjega načina izdajanja poezije, kot ga opiše Khalid, v resnici pomeni vsaj premik poezije iz rok višjih slojev, malih buržujev, nazaj v roke ljudstva.
Yes, you know, like contemporary Greek poetry is very middle class, actually, if not small bourgeois, and that reflects on the topics and the forms that the poets choose, and it's not only on that, of course. And as I said before, like the Greek society is deeply conservative and reactionary. So, but there are people who fight against fascism and racism, people who revolt against this political system that presents itself as democratic, but asserts its authority by the most stringent police control. And I believe that in Greece, poetry can be part of the anti-fascist and working class discourse. So there are different autonomous anti-fascist groups and working class groups that publish magazines, they do demonstrations, they put posters on the wall. And I believe that poetry can be part of this discourse. Maybe that's the new poetry. It's a new poetry. It's a poetry that speaks about social issues from an anti-fascist, working class, anti-sexist point of view. So, yeah, because poetry has always been the major voice of poor working class people and of oppressed, objectified groups. So I believe that poetry is a powerful way to break silence around certain issues such as fascism, racism, and all these nationalist tendencies that flourish in Greek society. And about, you know, the drownings in the GNC, the devaluation of our lives and labor, and so on, so on. So I don't have anything against a love poem. You know, if someone wants to write a love poem, it's okay. I'm not judging, but for me, it's like, okay, if I write a love poem, I will give it to the person that I love. I won't make it public, for example. But it's okay, you know, I'm not criticizing that. It depends on, you know, the poem. There are many love poems that reproduce this a kind of sexist discourse, all, you know, this heterosexual relationships, which are the norm. They're not trying to do something new or, you know, speak against, you know, sexism or homophobia or anything else. That what I want to say is that love poems are not innocent. You know, it's like they reproduce certain ideas and certain social values, that they're not innocent. So it depends on the love poem. That's what I want to say.
Khalid je s svojimi deli sodeloval na več mednarodnih literarnih in filmskih festivalih. Za svoje filme in poezijo je prejel tudi več nagrad. Kljub mednarodnim uspehom pa je njegova poezija v Grčiji še praktično neobjavljena. Kot nam je zaupal v intervjuju, se prav nobena založba v državi ne zanima za njegovo delo.
Yeah, that's a long story because like I couldn't find a publisher, and actually here people didn't want to publish my poetry, but then I found a small publisher and I published my first book, but it didn't go very well because the publisher didn't keep his what we had agreed. And anyways, now I've decided, like, I'm running a small literary magazine here with some friends, and we also publish books, so I probably will publish with this publisher from now on, so I can have control on everything. Yeah, I think it's a, first of all, I think it's a political issue, because I speak against the state, and the publishers are the state, so I don't think they would publish something that is against them. So they get, you know, and also the publishing system in Greece is very corrupt, and most publishing houses are actually vanity presses, which means that they ask some thousands of euros to publish your poetry book. So that means that most people who publish poetry in Greece belong to the middle class. They have money to pay, and they have money to spare. So it's there are many, actually, many poetry books published in Greece, maybe over like 600 or 800 every year, just because of that, because, you know, people go and pay publishers, and the publishers don't care about the content. They just want to get the money. And of course, there are some underground publishers as well, but, you know, it's most publishing houses, or they share the same political ideas, they support the state, and the state supports them. They give them money, or, you know, invite them to many different festivals or whatever, book fairs, or they get money from different kind of embassies or different kind of institutions.
Za konec nam je Khalid vendarle priznal, da z njim pri izdaji knjige ni najlažje sodelovati. Zaradi svojih političnih in moralnih nazorov namreč zahteva, da se proizvodnja knjig in njihova distribucija izvedeta na etičen oziroma neizkoriščevalski način. Pogledi Jazre Khalida na poezijo in svet se sprva lahko zdijo preveč radikalni. A moramo se vprašati, ali niso premiki v poeziji, katerim stremi Khalid, ravno tisti, ki jih ta nujno potrebuje, čeprav zamajajo trenutno razširjeno vlogo poezije kot zasanjanega odmika v neko idilično ali metafizično realnost, ki tudi v svojih negativnih manifestacijah zgor išče opravičila ali obrambne mehanizme za svet, v katerem živimo. Ali lahko poezija v časih vse večjih napetosti, protestov in premikov še opravičuje svoj obstoj kot jezik zaljubljencev in svetobolnih duš in ne kot jezik revolucionarjev in aktivistov, kar je tako v Evropi kot pri nas nekdaj že bila. Kakorkoli pogledamo na zadevo, ena stvar je gotova. Halidova stališča so v kontekstu Grčije, kot nam jo predstavi, gotovo razumljiva, njegovo delovanje pa jih dosledno podpira. Ali so napovedi o novi poeziji pravilne in prave, bo povedal čas. Menil se je Lenart.
Intervju Radija Študent.